Yes, we do. Each and every day we chat to a jockey on either their way to the races or before they head off to the races. It's a twilight program there at Sandown today. And Johnny Allen joins us because he's got a nice book of rides and he's got some terrific Group 1 assignments as well over the next couple of days. Good afternoon, Johnny.
Morning, Matty. How are you on?
I'm surprised you haven't texted me over the last few weeks, Johnny, because do you remember what happened the last time you came on this segment?
Yeah, I got a couple of winners, I think, so yeah, hopefully you can do the same today.
I think you're selling yourself a little bit short. You rode a treble that day, so anyway, it might be a good luck charm for you.
I think that was after Matty Stewart potting me.
It was. I was a little bit worried when he was potting you that day. I thought, gee, we're not going to get Johnny back on here, Matty. Thankfully, you rode a treble for us. Hey, looking forward to today at Sandown. Whereabouts on the trip down the highway are you at the moment?
Not long left, probably. Gone about 20 minutes down the freeway.
All right. Let's hope there's no traffic. Hey, yeah, you've got a ride in the first. Umatini goes around. You rode it on debut. Seemed to stick on pretty well. Had a sort of a tough run. Can it improve and potentially win today in the opener?
Yeah, I think so. I didn't give it the best ride on the first day around Warrnambool. So, look, she's a nice filly. She'll probably benefit from the step-up and trip. And I think the big track in Sandown would suit her as well. So, yeah, I'd be fairly confident she can run last.
And then hopefully it's luck of the Irish there in race two. Stern Idol goes around first up today over the... No, I think the form's playing up on me. They're certainly not first up. Anyway, it goes around over the 3,000 metres in race two.
Yeah, he is first up, I think. He's had a few jump trials and stuff like that. He's obviously a jumper resuming, but... He's a very good stayer, and the 3,000 metres won't be an issue to him. So, he can probably run well. I think he needs some bit of a squeak.
All right. Wait, Lua there in the third. What are your thoughts?
She was okay first up, and she'd probably benefit from that run. And I think she can run well, but ultimately I think she's probably maybe looking for a step-up and trip down the line. But, hopefully she can make a step up from her first up run and be competitive anyhow.
Race 7 is probably the race of the day, I'd say, at Sandown today. Helix is the favourite. But you ride Gringotts here, who's done nothing but run well since it made its debut a couple of starts back. What do you make of the run today from Barrier 3?
Yeah, very nice horse. As you said, it is a good race, but I think we're going to get a pretty good run, probably stalking our two market rivals. So, I really like his win the last day, and he's kind of improved every run as well. So, if he had a slight setback, missing, he missed that, obviously, the valuable final of that Rising Stars race in Takenham, but I think the team are pretty confident they've been back going 100% again. So, he should be hard to beat, hopefully.
Okay. Best today at Sandown, you think?
I'd say Gringotts.
Gringotts. All right, that's race 7. You've got a few rides at Pakenham tomorrow, then obviously it's the Group 1 program at Moonee Valley on Friday night. I won't go through all of your rides, but we'll just have a quick chat about your Group 1 assignments. Johnny King of Sparta, drawn a tricky alley there in the William Reid on Friday night, but gee, the horse was super in the Oakley Plate.
Yeah, look, he was really good, and he's been really good this prep, really, since his two wins up in Queensland prior to running the Oakley Plate. He's kind of looked like he's taking the next step, so... ideally, they'd probably like it drawn in a bit and been able to just track that what looks to be a hot speed. But, it makes things a little bit tricky, but if he can get the right run, he can definitely he'd be getting home strong anyhow.
Yeah, always a tricky assignment, those wide gates at the Valley, especially in those red-hot Group 1s. Hey, what about on Saturday? You head to Sydney to Rose Hill Gardens. There's a couple of Group 1s up there, and you've got Explosive Jack in the Tancred, who I know you didn't partner him that day at Canberra last start, but he was really good.
Yeah, look, he seems to have come back to something like his old form. Anyhow, he was good with me two starts back in Sandown, and obviously Canberra was a good run, so I think to step up to 2,400 and on the bigger track, it's obviously going to be a tough assignment, but I think he can run well.
Do you find him quite versatile in terms of what tracks he can race on, Johnny? Like, he's got a pretty good record on top of the ground and also with a bit of give in it. What's your take on him?
Yeah, look, he's definitely a little better with a bit of give in the ground. So, look, there's a bit of rain forecasts for Sydney, whether they get it or not. He's won going Sydney way and Melbourne way. So, yeah, look, he's a pretty versatile horse. He's just a good, solid spare. And once he gets out to these kind of trips, hopefully he can be very competitive.
Yeah, he looks certainly a little bit over the odds, I reckon, the Tancred on Saturday. Hey, Johnny, good luck at Sandown today. Let's hope that you can follow in your footsteps of the last time you appeared on this show with a few winners.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks very much.